In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Live here at Yankee Stadium. What a beautiful day for a ball game and a perfect setting to do a show. I mean, this is just glorious out here at Yankee Stadium, coming off an impressive win last night. And yesterday we gave you the bad side of things where, you know, ultimately the Yankees just don't look that good. We gave you the record since June 1st, 18th, best record in baseball, and, you know, a game under 500, obviously, with the win. Yesterday they'd be a 500 team since June 1st, and that's a large enough sample size. But here's the good news. The good news is you don't have to be a good team anymore to win the World Series. It's been proven that you don't have to be a good team or a great team to get to a World Series. We keep referencing the Phillies a couple years ago or the Diamondbacks a year ago. I'm not saying they're bad teams, but if you get in the postseason and you get hot at the right time, anything could happen. And while we know that the Yankees have flaws, everybody that's watched this team, especially if you hold them to the standards, you know, the dynasty Yankees or the last time the Yankees went to a World Series in 2009, they're not that type of team. But neither is anybody else. And if you get hot at the right time, you don't have to be a good team. It doesn't matter. You know, it might not matter. I shouldn't say it doesn't matter. It might not matter that the Yankees bullpen isn't on par with a top-end bullpen. It might not matter that Alex Verdugo can't hit in the clutch or can't hit any more, period. And by the way, who knows if Dominguez comes up and Verdugo's not going to be there. I'm just using him as an example. It might not matter that Volpe is inconsistent. It might not matter that Gleyber Torres does things that drives you nuts. It might not matter that DJ LeMahieu is still on the roster, although that actually might matter. Let me retract that. It might matter if LeMahieu's on the roster. Get him off the roster before we get in the postseason. But the big point is, just because I know myself, I do it, hold teams to the highest of standards, especially when we're talking about the Yankees and talking about being a World Series team, you expect more. We know as sports fans, Yankee fans know, watching their team, what level of play they need to see to really truly believe that they could be a World Series, a legitimate World Series contender. However, all those thoughts, everything that we've known throughout our lives watching this sport, it's all changed now. The way the sport has evolved and the extra postseason, it is a roll of the dice. I hate to think that it's that. I hate to believe that watching this team, knowing in my heart of hearts that they're not a World Series team, but still, I didn't think the Diamondbacks were last year. I mean, go back to the Diamondbacks last year and watch them play the Mets in the regular season. The Mets, who were awful last year, beat up on the Diamondbacks. Nobody in their right mind would have said, oh, the Diamondbacks going to the World Series. But yet it happened. Because all that you need in today's Major League Baseball is to go on a heater at the right time. And the Yankees, of course, have the potential to do that. I'm not getting caught up in their record. I don't want to do that or even look at the other teams and say, well, Baltimore doesn't do this or Cleveland doesn't do that or, you know, the Astros, they're weak in this area. I'm not going to do all of that. But look at what the Yankees do have, and I think that there is a difference when we talk about the Mets. Well, okay, well, if the Mets get in the postseason, could they go on a run? I mean, they could, but it's less likely because they don't have the top-end guys, at least not in the lineup or atop that rotation, that the Yankees do that you would think could be difference makers in the postseason. I know it's not just about the stars, but when you're starting with Soto and Judge and Gerrit Cole, who will be on the mound today, can't wait to watch Gerrit Cole in person. He's been turning it around as of late, looking like the true ace. When you start with Gerrit Cole and Soto and Judge, you're already above everybody else. Yesterday we talked about how the Yankees should be head and shoulders above everybody going into the postseason. Hey, this is a year where everything's wide open. Why are we saying, well, the Yankees have as good a chance as anybody else? They're just one of the teams that can compete. But you've seen it in flashes, whether it's last night. And don't get me wrong, I'm not overreacting to one dominant performance last night. This is what the Yankees do. We've seen them before. Soto gets things started. Judge with another couple of home runs. We'll do more on those guys as the show goes on here. But, you know, that's a typical Yankee performance. And then, you know, you see them fall off a little bit. They've been literally a 500 team since June 1st. So that's what happens. Win some, lose some. But when you have those guys in your lineup, and when you have Gerrit Cole on the mound for game one of the postseason, you're already ahead of the curve. Could they have done more? Yeah, I mean, they could have, whether it's in the offseason, cleaning things up, addition by subtraction, or just bringing in guys, Corbin Burns or Spencer Jones, Josh Hader, whatever it may have been. They could have gotten to another level. Could they have done more at the trade deadline? Yes, they could have done more, and should have. They should have done more in the offseason, and they should have done more at the trade deadline. So it was less of a roll of the dice. The odds would have been more in their favor had the Yankees done more at the deadline or even in the offseason. And they didn't.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But they still have Judge, Soto, and Cole, and you don't need to be that good. Maybe it's a sad state for the sport. I don't like it, but the reality is it's proved, and it's been proved before. It's proven. With the Diamondbacks, with the Phillies, you don't need to be. I mean, it even goes way back, too. We've seen teams that just get into the postseason once the wild card was invented. You know, they back into the postseason or struggle. Even the Yankees in 2000 weren't really that good. In the, you know, the end of the regular season, struggling, and they get in the postseason, and they go on a run. So it's been proven for a while, but even more so now, with the additional wild card added, with the way the postseason series go, you know, we've seen the Dodgers win 108 games, or 110 games, whatever, they win over 100 games, and then they go out in the first round. We've seen the Braves dominate a division year in, year out, year in, year out, and then they falter in the postseason. So the sad reality, although in this case good if you're a Yankee fan, the sad reality is you don't have to be good anymore to win a World Series. And that's why you should have hope and be excited. We can acknowledge the flaws, and we watch this team on a day-in, day-out basis, and we know that they're there. Are you still concerned about the Yankees with runners in scoring position? How could you not be? There's not making stuff up. We're seeing it. Are you concerned about the bullpen? Yeah, I mean, I think you'd have to be concerned about the bullpen, not just Clay Holmes as the closer, but you look at the bullpen overall, and you have to be concerned about it because you don't feel great about any of those arms that come into the game. Okay, well, this guy's got it on lock, or these two guys, you get it to 8-9 or 7th and 8th inning, we know we got it on lock. It's not like that. Any given night, you could have somebody have a big performance, whoever it may be, Cousins or obviously Holmes, terrific. You know, you get the Canely one night, Mark Leiter one night, but you don't have that true confidence that set, whether it's the set lineup, the set usage in the bullpen, specific innings that you want to use those guys, or even the rotation right now, especially with Heel out, you know, you don't know what it's going to be like behind Gerrit Cole after he starts game one. But you don't need to be great anymore. You don't need to be that good anymore to win a World Series. I mean, it opens things up. Maybe that's what the sport wanted by all the parity in the league. So do we need to change the way we evaluate, you know, me, myself, the way I evaluate baseball teams? Do I need to change that and just be like, yeah, well, okay, yeah, there are red flags all over the place. They're not that good, but, you know, they can win a World Series. And ultimately, that's the goal. Now, the problem that you have is the Yankees left themselves open, more so open, by not going the extra mile in the offseason at the trade deadline, really shoring up their roster beyond Cole, Judge, Soto. They could have done more. And again, I know they'll get Jazz back, and that'll certainly help their lineup. You hope to get Heal back healthy, whatever it may be. Some arms of the bullpen healthy. But I'm talking about more than that. They could have done more. And even not just this year. In recent years. Because remember, this is not just about the Yankees failing this year or not being enough this year at the moment. And they'll say, well, look at our wins, as good as anybody in baseball, top of the division. Yeah, sure, but we know the reality watching this team. But this has been something that's been going on for years, where the Yankees have not been able to get to or win a World Series for years. And in 2017, they were supposed to build on that and get the team to another level. And since then, they've basically regressed. Certainly have regressed since 2019, but never been back to that Game 7 of the ALCS that they were in 2017, where they kind of came out of nowhere and were building this thing up. And over those years, they've made some wrong moves, whether it was bringing in Giancarlo Stanton in lieu of pursuing Machado or Harper. You don't know how those guys would have worked out, but you knew that Stanton was redundant. And I don't care what anybody says, he, as good as a Yankee, as good as a guy he's been in embracing New York and taking accountability, he's been a major disappointment. Giancarlo Stanton was an MVP when the Yankees got him. Guy's hitting almost 60 home runs, and he hasn't been anywhere close to that with the Yankees, especially when you look at his entire Yankee career. Maybe a good season here or there, a good run in the postseason here or there. He has not been a great move. Whether it's Josh Donaldson, whether it's IKF, whether it's, you know, not going after one of the top shortstops, whether it's moving Gleyber Torres to short, and on, Gallo and Hicks, Pineda, Sonny Gray, all these different moves that the Yankees have made, you know, over the years, trying to get the, you know, James Paxton, trying to Frankie Montas, all these moves the Yankees have made have led them to a spot where the pressure is on to get to and win a World Series. And they kind of just sit back and say, all right, I shouldn't say they sit back, but they go almost all the way. They give you enough and as much as maybe anybody else, but they don't go over the top, which is what the Yankees used to do to really solidify their chances of getting to and winning a World Series. And that's where they leave themselves open for criticism if, in fact, they don't get to the World Series or win a World Series. But the good news is, maybe to their, and not to their credit, because you should never credit them for not going all the way in, the good news is you don't have to be that good anymore. You don't have to be a great team. You could be okay. Just get in the postseason, right? We've heard that before. Just get in and anything could happen. Just get in and it's sad, but it's the reality. Get in and anything could happen. And when you see this team playing at their best, and again, it may just be two guys in that lineup. It may just be Gerrit Cole. We'll see what he can do to go out there today. You know, this is an important series just for a measuring stick. And the Yankees lose that first game, gut-wrenching loss, heartbreaking fashion, 12 innings to Cleveland, a very good Cleveland team who showed that they have a legitimate bullpen, good staff there, you know, solid staff overall. And the Yankees, you know, sloppy play. It's discouraging when you see that. But then you see last night, Judge Soto go nuts. Cortez was good. And then you feel good about this team. And now today, with a chance to win the series, take 2 of 3 from Cleveland yet again, you have Gerrit Cole on the mound. And you got to like the Yankees' chances with that. So it just shows you that even though we know by watching this team, the mistakes that they've made, the lack of accountability, the lack of acknowledgement with the inconsistencies or guys underperforming the expectations with Anthony Volpe, with all those different things, the injuries to Rizzo, LeMahieu still playing and being run out there and put in the lineup way more than we want to see him, Verdugo falling off a cliff and being one of the worst offensive players in the sport. I mean, that's what he's been, one of the worst offensive players in the sport. Even with all of that, you don't have to be great to win a World Series in today's day and age. And that's what the Yankees are.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.